Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is your protocol for when you're at a restaurant and you order something that isn't right? Do you always send it back? Do you never send it back? Do you just force yourself to eat it? Do you just smile at the waiter and say everything's all right? Etiquette experts have been talking about this, and they said that there's three reasons why you should send it back.
When they bring the food to you, it looks fabulous. You take your first bite and it's full of too many seasonings. If you can't stomach it, you know it's wrong. You certainly would the chef mind trying again.
I don't know if I would use the term, would the chef mind trying again? That seems condescending.
I mean, right. Yeah. Would the chef mind trying? Yeah. I think I'd probably just be like, this isn't right for me, but okay.
Yeah. Do you send things back?
Well, I mean, so that's the thing is that what's the definition of not right, right? If something is not cooked or it's overcooked or if it looks sloppy, that's one thing. But I mean, I typically don't. The reason I'm so cringy on this, though, is because my wife is super particular when we go to restaurants.
Right. So this etiquette expert says overseasoned is a reason to send back. And Raven, you had said overcooked and undercooked. And it goes into the next part.
Is when it's grossly undercooked or terribly overdone. Now, you notice I'm using some exaggerative words because if it's a little bit off and you're at a business meeting or you're even with friends, you have to realize that any time you send something back, it stops the flow of everyone else's meal.
Mm-hmm. It's so much true. And it makes it awkward. It's immediately awkward for people when you send something back because everyone seems apologetic. Nobody wants to make eye contact. I don't know why it's so awkward.
It is weird. But it's like also when it is a business thing, though, like we've all got places to go after this thing. Right. So now you're slowing it down. Do I wait for you to get your plate back? Do I proceed with mine? OK, now you put me in a spot.
So grossly overcooked, undercooked, overseasoned, and
if they bring something to the table, no matter how good it looks, and they put it down in front of you, it's a completely different meal. Send it back immediately.
Well, right. It's not what you ordered. It's like somebody else's meal. They accidentally brought it to you. Like, you can't start eating it and be like, I changed my mind. This swordfish looks delicious.
Some people do the too cold thing, too. Like, I'm typically the person that's like, if it's warm, I'm going to eat it, you know? Because, again, I don't want to slow everybody else down. But am I the fool? I don't know.
I never send anything back. Yeah. Actually, I shouldn't say that. The only time recently in the last couple of years that I've had to send things back is because Dakota, my little one, has like massive nut allergies.
Yeah.
So if we order something without nuts and then nuts shows up at the table, we can't because none of us can have it.
Right.
Right. So I'm like, unless you want me to whip out this EpiPen and make a scene in the middle of this restaurant, I got to send this back. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But with the exception of that, no. Like, I don't ever send something back, even if I don't like it.
And listen, to be fair, when I go out with my wife, again, she's particular, all right? But she's very, very specific. And when she orders, it's not really all that big of a challenge. It's just for whatever reason, the universe hates me or whatever. There's a high percentage of times that they just ignore it or screw it up. And then it always has to go back.
What do you do? Do you send things back? Do you never send things back? Is there a protocol? And if you're a restaurant manager or work in a restaurant, how do you feel about this when people send things back? 1-800-330-9999. What's your protocol when it comes to going to a restaurant, you get a meal you don't like? Do you send it back? Do you never send it back? This etiquette expert says that you should only send it back if it's overly seasoned, way too much where you can't eat it. Whether it's overcooked or undercooked, that's acceptable. And if it's the completely wrong dish, it shows up and you ordered a burger and for some reason they gave you fried chicken sandwich. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
She also goes on to say this.
If you get a hair in your food, and we have all had this happen, this is the one thing you don't want to do. You don't want to pull it out of your mouth and hold it up and show everyone.
Right.
Because you have now ruined everyone else's food at the table, their appetite.
Okay, thank you very much.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I would ever do that. Have you ever had somebody argue with you about the hair? I went to a restaurant one time and I remember that my wife pulled out a hair from it. It clearly had pasta sauce on it. It was under the pasta. It was still halfway under there. And they were like, that's yours.
Yeah.
I was like, what?
But why argue?
Why argue?
You know, like,
right.
Coming from a restaurant business myself, like, I don't understand why. You're never going to win with the customer. So why argue with them? Just take it back. 1-800-330-9999.
Desiree, so what's your policy on sending food back?
So my sister actually worked at fine dining where she made an immense amount of tips. And it wasn't so much the chef, but I think the waitress takes it out on your plate. And she would say how she would put her spoon on the bottom of her, she would put the people's spoon on the bottom of her shoe. And she would be spiteful and get back. So I never send food back, ever.
See, that's like the nightmare thing that people always worry about.
Put the spoon on the bottom of her shoe.
It's real.
Like, where do you come up with that?
I don't know if you saw the movie Waiting, but they did that in that movie, too. Waiting. So I think it's a real thing.
Oh, God. Your sister's a terrible person.
My father would lose his mind if he found out that one of the staff at his restaurant was doing something like that.
Imagine that, you know, that the spoon is just, you're using it as almost like, what is it they call it, like a shoehorn, right? Oh, God. Oh.
Yeah. One time I ordered a Philly cheesesteak and I was pregnant with my son and it was taking a while and they had the little swing door on the, you know, like a bar, you know, type of deal.
Sure.
And it had the little window and I saw the guy making my Philly cheesesteak and he ate some of it.
Well, he was
hungry. Swung the door open and I left. I yelled at him and I left. Yeah, I was like, I can't believe it.
You really needed that Philly cheesesteak. I get it.
Yeah.
Deanna, when do you send food back or do you never do it?
I do. If it's like not cooked right, if it's not, you know, if it's pink inside or if it just doesn't taste right. Like I was expecting something completely different and it's just not good. It rarely happens, the not good thing, but, you know, just got to just let them know.
So do you cut the meat right away? Like, do you cut into something as soon as it hits your table just to make sure that it's good?
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, that's a rule, right? There's nothing wrong with that rule. Check your meat. I mean, especially if it happens once or twice, it makes sense. I'm never the person who sends something back because it doesn't taste good. Like, I'm never that person that's like, this isn't what I expected, and then I send it back, but I mean, if you can, why not, I guess, right?
1-800-330-9999. What is your protocol when it comes to sending food back at a restaurant? What is your protocol to send food back when you're at a restaurant? Do you always do it? Do you never do it? Etiquette experts say that you should only send it back if it's grossly overseasoned, overcooked or undercooked, but by a lot, or if it's completely the wrong dish, not what you ordered. Another health expert said only if it's a health risk. So, like, you actually physically will get sick if you eat it. I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, right? If you don't trust something, you get all in your head about something, that can give you an upset stomach by itself, too. I feel like this is a real sliding line here, right? It moves all around.
Yeah, what do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Robert.
I'm a restaurant owner. I called in last week about the gratuity. I definitely have an opinion about this. There are people who work in restaurants and, you know, and hopefully they don't work for me, who will have an attitude towards somebody who sent something back, whether they're right or wrong. But there are chain restaurants where people know that if you send something back or complain, you're going to get comped, even though they've eaten half of it or most of it. I'm totally on board with Anna and her father. You know, you just want those people to leave happy. Whatever it takes, it takes.
Robert, have you ever thrown somebody out of your restaurant because they complained too much?
Yes.
Yeah. My dad one has two, and it's always time. Interesting to watch. I mean, you know, it's nerve-wracking.
Yeah.
But what was the reason why?
He was relentlessly complaining about everything.
It right, wasn't a serial
like one issue. It was everything. You know, the service, the timing, he had to wait for his table. You know, we gave him his check. We didn't throw him out, but we gave him his check and, you know, asked him to, you know, pay it and get the heck out of the restaurant.
Yeah.
Carol, what do you think? What's your protocol when it comes to sending food back at a restaurant?
Well, many years ago, when I first met my husband, he came back from Vietnam, and he brought me out to lunch at a Chinese restaurant, and I found a baby roach in my food.
Oh.
And I wouldn't even eat there anymore. My then boyfriend didn't think it was a big deal, because he just got back from Vietnam. They ate bugs and everything there.
Right. So he would have kept it.
I just
eaten the baby roach. Popped it right in his mouth like a Tic Tac.
High protein.
Donna, what's your protocol when it comes to sending food back at a restaurant?
Oh, I ordered a pizza one time, and I had plastic in it. And I told the owner, and he told me, just eat it. It's
fine.
Just a little bit of plastic.
Right. Yeah. I mean, half that Parmesan that you're going to sprinkle on there anyways. They say it's sawdust.
Thanks for the call. That is not real.
Have a great day.
Craig, you send food back?
I don't send food back, but my dad does. And he scares the crap out of me every time he does it because I fear for what's going to happen to the food.
Yeah.
Went out to a steakhouse, and he got his steak. It was well done. It was exactly how he wanted it. But the bone on the steak was, I kid you not, maybe like 2 or 3 centimeters away from the steak. And he like stared at it for 5 minutes, didn't touch the steak, had it sent back. There was nothing wrong with the steak. It came back,
but I'm pretty sure it got spat on. What was wrong with the bone
being 2 to 3 centimeters off? Like, that's...
He's just a particular person. He does this all the time. He's very concise. It's a lot to deal with.
It's the worst when somebody in your family is like that.
Yeah.
Because then you're always embarrassed when they do it. And you, like, try to, like, hide your face because you're embarrassed. You're embarrassed because they're that guy. They're that girl. They're that person that does that.
Yeah.
And the other thing is, too, is, like, am I supposed to wait for you? Like, how many times am I supposed to do that, right? How many times am I supposed to wait to be polite? Because if you do this every time, I got news for you. After a while, I'm not waiting for you. Now, going to lunch with you takes an hour and a half every single time. We could be gone. Guess what? Can't have lunch with you during work. Can't do it. I've got to be back.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and Leon starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.